Right after the JCPOA was signed by Iran and six world powers, companies and corporations lined up to enter the Iranian market. They had always been attracted to Iran's relative advantages in various fields, including oil and gas. Despite a fall of crude prices after a sharp rise in 2008 and the return of a powerful player to the market like Iraq, it is more difficult now to draw new investments on oil fields. To attract the companies and to prevent the impacts of likely sanctions in the future, the administration of Iran has come up with new oil contracts. Greetings, I'm Behruz Najafi, your host for this edition of Iran Today. Welcome to the show. Today I'm going to tell you about the new Iranian oil contracts and the host of fiery criticisms and comments that they have received. Stay with us. Less and less crude was purchased from Iran in 2011 when sanctions were placed on oil. As a member of the oil-producing and exporting countries, Iran and other OPEC oil producers are obliged to observe certain quotas. Saudi Arabia, however, disregarding its commitments, embarked on boosting its production and export. Riyadh was naturally expected to be dissatisfied with the Iran nuclear deal that would entail the return of one of its main competitors to the scene. As soon as the anti-Iran sanctions were lifted, the Iranian Minister of Petroleum announced that the country intends to gain back its previous positions in the world markets. That is why they put forth a new format or model, if you will, of the Iranian oil contracts. This, of course, after the approval from the Iranian parliament.
For years, we used to copy contract patterns from foreign companies and add them in line with domestic legal frameworks and use them as oil contracts. To organize the deals, especially in the post-sanctions setting, cabinet ministers devised the general structure and the terms of upstream oil and gas contract model at the request of the Petroleum Ministry and in accordance with the Ministry's Limits and Responsibilities Act of 2014.
These models drew a host of criticism to the oil ministry. Oil and relevant contracts have always been a controversial issue in Iran. The Darcy contract, the nationalization of oil, the US-UK 1953 coup, have all had to do with oil. That is why Iranian politicians and experts are so sensitive about these contracts. Parliamentarians, economists, and lawyers have all scrutinized the contracts on multiple occasions to ensure the country's interests are fully envisaged in them. Now, the oil ministry is saying that the contracts are ready.
As you may know, some of our regional rivals are currently producing 9 to 10 million barrels of oil and have devised plans to bring their output to over 11 million barrels per day. Our regional rivals have already revised their contracts and are extracting oil and gas from their fields, especially the joint ones. Every day of delay in development of such fields on our side would mean loss of our assets. By taking too long to make our mind about these contracts and postponing the development of these fields, there might come a day that nothing remains in the joint fields to be recovered given the fast pace of recovery by our neighbors. Therefore, we need to act more rapidly to make final decisions for allowing investments in the fields.
The Iranian oil ministry says it needs at least $100 billion in short-term investment to be able to expand its fields, especially those shared with other countries. The country's sixth five-year development plan has tasked the government with gaining an 8% economic growth. The main burden must be shouldered by the oil ministry, which has planned to boost its daily production to 4.5 billion barrels of crude a day, 900,000 barrels of condensates, and 1,300 million cubic meters of gas a day. Energy economy expert Ali Reza Sultani explains more.
دوری از بازارهای مالی نیازمند
In order for Iran to restore its share of financial markets, the country needs massive investments as much as $150 to $170 billion within the next 5 years in the oil and gas industry. For such a huge amount to be mustered, engagement and support of international foundations, institutes and companies would be definitely needed. The sum is too big for domestic resources to be procured.
Oil contracts are generally concluded in three formats. One is PCA, that is a production sharing agreement. The second one is buyback, and the third, services agreement. The Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran has stripped the government of the right to conclude the first type of contracts with foreign parties.
با تأکید عرض می‌کنم به هیچ وجه این قراردادها به معنای واگذاری مخزن نیست.
I shall stress that these deals have nothing to do with the cession of the reserves to developers or their ownership of the fields. Rather, the ownership of the lands, fields, and wells shall remain 100% for Iran. There will only be an investment for development of upstream projects over the fields, which shall be finalized by the deal that would serve the interests of both sides. Commitments and duties under the new model of oil contracts shall be much more binding than the previous model of the deals. One of the striking features of the new model is that it cannot be affected by any new sanctions.
The transfer of Iranian property's ownership to any foreign party is banned. The entire contracts on the expansion of Iranian oil fields have been on the buyback basis. Energy expert Hamid Hosseini tells us why foreign companies turned away from such contracts in the course of time.
در سال‌های 83-84 که شروع کردیم به فازهای جدید پارس جنوبی رو ارائه دادن
We ramped up development projects at New South Pars phases in 2004 and 2005. At the time, most foreign companies showed unwillingness to develop the phases because of the structure of the contracts Iran proposed to them. They kept saying that the buyback deals failed to meet their interests. Many believed that the departure of the foreign firms from Iran was hardly because of the sanctions. Rather, they left Iran because of the terms of agreement they entered into under buyback deals. Before the sanctions, the buybacks were not interesting for them. After years of practice in Iran, they had learned that the deals were inflexible and would only bring them a fixed amount of income. There were many cases that the project expenses exceeded the predicted amounts and the profits were not as it was expected in the beginning of the projects.
The new buybacks contract were not appealing to Iranian contractors either. They found faults with it and said that it would not keep the other side committed to staying in the country and further developing the oil and gas fields inside Iran. In the case of any serious political events like the renewed clapping of sanctions against the country, again the foreign contractors would decide to let go of everything and walk away. So that was why it was felt necessary that the Iranian Petroleum Ministry come up and put forth with a novel format, a model of the oil contracts.
Iraq has returned to the market in the past 7 or 8 years, offering really attractive deals to foreign developers. Likewise, Kazakhstan and Russia have already signed product sharing agreements with oil investors. All these make it more difficult for Iran to attract foreign investors. Qatar has formed partnership with major energy heavyweights for the development of its fields as well. Iran could no longer stick to its previous contract model in order to be able to stay in the oil market. We had to rethink the contract and design them in a way that would serve our interests and, at the same time, favor foreign developers. We have tried to make them a win-win deal.
شرکت‌های خارجی علاقه‌مند باشند. به این نحوی بازار بازی برد رو سعی کردیم در حوزه نفتی هم ادامه بدیم.
Critics have cited 15 points as the major loopholes of the new oil contracts. The leader of the Islamic Revolution has also been notified of the criticisms and has ordered the issue to be addressed. Following hundreds of hours of discussions with MPs and experts, the designers made some changes in the contracts. Eventually, in August 22, 2016, in a closed session in the presence of the oil minister, members of parliament expressed satisfaction with the changes. The Parliament's Energy Commission has set up a special committee to look into the new model. Here's what the committee head, Ali Adyani, has to say.
We have been able to locate 15 weak points in the draft of new model of oil contracts. I believe a part of these points has been fixed and only three or four are still there to be revised. The rest are either legal, technical, security or financial issues or are structural weak points. The parliament has presented this view to Iranian Minister of Petroleum Bijan Zanganeh, and he has expressed his agreement with the points and has promised that the government cabinet will revise them. Once these issues are probably sorted out, there would be no place for any criticism. These points include viewing sanctions as not being force majeure, requiring investors to be committed before its Iranian partners, and in the case of any disputes, the case would be preceded only under the laws of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Besides, the final judgments regarding disputes will be expressed by the Iranian Ministry of Petroleum to the NIOC. Furthermore, a technical, legal, financial, economic, and security committee will supervise all the contracts.
The views of all the institutions and centers have been heard regarding this new model of oil contracts. All the relevant universities, research centers, researchers, experts, and even critics of the contracts were called in to air their views regarding the deals. Every single one of the terms of these deals have passed the consideration of legal scholars of oil and gas industry as well as international law. Every necessary revision was made over the terms. Nearly 150 points were reconsidered, revised, or rewritten for the purposes of the contract. Consequently, no one inside the country can claim they have had views regarding the contracts that were not heard.
Iran has recently managed to reduce its general budget from the sale of crude to below 30%. This is regarded a victory for a country 70% of whose overall budget used to be provided by the direct sale of crude. Now, critics are concerned that the new contracts may encourage further crude sale. The Lawyers Besiege Organization was among the bodies that have delved into the contracts and made lots of criticisms. We have interviewed the representative.
A major problem with this new model of oil contracts is that the terms of these contracts are not in line with the Islamic establishment's policies regarding the resistance economy. We have made it clear in the 2025 outlook for the country that has been endorsed by the Expediency Discernment Council of the establishment and also signed off by the leader that by the year 2025, Iran will no longer be an exporter of crude oil and gas. The document dictates that the country will only be an exporter of petroleum products by then. This is while, in case such contracts are sealed during the current year, Iran will remain a crude exporter at least until 2036.
The main points of weakness in the new oil contracts are the lack of state control on some occasions, the transfer of ownership or control on some occasions, no transfer of technology to Iran, contradiction with a number of Iranian laws, and ambiguity in dispute settlement. We tried hard to run an exclusive interview with an oil official, but to no avail. In buyback contracts that had been in place in the country since 1995, the profit, expenditures, and rewards were fully granted to the foreign party. One correction in the new contracts is the fact that the other party receives profits and awards only when operations and investment by the company results in the production of oil. Otherwise, the company will only receive 50% of the agreed sum. This approach makes the companies stick to their operations with an eye to their capital return, even at times of sanctions. In an oil ministry meeting with reporters, Deputy Minister Ghulam Reza Manoochehri elaborated on the duration of the contracts.
We have predicted that after the appraisal studies were over and the implementation of the projects began, a 20-year period has been considered, of which 5 years will be allocated for development of projects and 15 years for operation. Another 5 years may be added to the contract period for exploration of fields. This is what the government cabinet has ratified. I suppose the length of the period would depend on the structure of reservoirs.
Another deficiency of the new format of the contracts is that they give too many advantages to the other party of the contract. Access to Iranian oil and gas is much cheaper and also easier for the foreign investor. This is one of the questions posed to Mr. Manoogian.
Under the previous administration, once deals were struck, the contract ceiling was rendered void and the high return on investments was proposed to investors. We had no other choice then. We had to have Chinese contractors develop our projects. We reached agreements with 17 or 18% rate of return for Chinese developers. We did all these in order to sweeten the agreements for them. The removal of sanctions has improved things, however. The current deals are interesting enough for foreigners and the rate of return is 18%. But what do we gain in here? If contracts become open apex for foreign developers, we must at least be entitled to recover certain amounts from our reserves. We must be able to bring up the rate of recovery from the current humiliating 8%.
As to which foreign company is qualified to be picked as a party to a contract with Iran is another bone of contention. New oil contracts obliged Iranian National Oil Company to rank these companies on the basis of their monetary, commercial, and technical conditions to decide which ones can be allowed to find a foothold in Iran. The term self-sufficiency has been widely used in Iran after the Islamic Revolution. During decades of sanctions and economic pressure, statesmen have always highlighted the issue. On the oil and gas front, too, 80% of the equipment is domestically made. The new contracts attempt to prioritize Iranian companies as well. In case the Iranian firms lack technical or financial capability, projects will be offered to foreign companies.
We have strongly stressed in this new model of oil contracts that oil enterprises shall be formed under these contracts with a major partnership of Iranians. This will be the key factor in implementation of the deals. I think almost 60% of the deals will be awarded to Iranian developers.
These deals allow domestic companies to independently enter into projects. This is one of the outstanding features of the recent amendments to the contracts because it allows domestic enterprises to either independently or in the form of partnerships with foreign firms whose credentials have been endorsed by the NIOC to enter into contracts with the company. Another form of engagement in IPC deals is that the Iranian enterprises can partner with foreigners, but only a foreign company who has signed a deal with the NIOC and is permitted to join with a domestic company that has been approved by the NIOC.
The Iranian oil minister requires the foreign contractor to choose an Iranian partner, so in this way, Iranians could also further develop. Based on law, foreign contractors cannot possess Iranian oil wells. They should also transfer their technology to the Iranian side.
It's been stipulated in the new model of oil contracts that foreign enterprises interested in investing in energy projects in Iran are required to partner with Iranian firms and sign deals with them. In other words, foreign companies will not be directly investing in projects. Rather, they do so through certain domestic companies that are either existing or are to be formed afterwards. As a result, Iranian companies will be directly involved in the new model of contracts, and much of the work will be carried out by them. Such works include exploration, production, and services. According to the terms of these contracts, foreign parties are required to partner with Iranian firms for development of projects under IPC model.
With the U.S. brouhaha over the Iran nuclear program, Congress directly told oil industries and the countries that use Iranian crude that they have 3 months to cut down on their imports to a substantial degree or wait sanctions on their financial institutions. On the other hand, by scaring away world banks, Iranian banking operations came to a halt and the transfer of money from the sale of Iranian crude encountered some problems. One of the most significant changes by the oil ministry has been to make sure foreign companies will remain in Iran in case of renewed sanctions.
In effect, the new model of oil and gas contracts have been devised so that they can be used under the worst-case scenarios, including imposition of sanctions. It means the contract will be effective even under new set of sanctions. This was one of the major shortcomings of the buyback model of contracts. The deal was not sanctions-proof, and immediately after the embargoes were imposed on the country, foreign developers left their activities unfinished, the contracts being long-term and requiring heavy investments from foreign companies and calling for their substantial presence in our oil and gas sector, will guarantee their commitment to the fulfillment of the projects.
حضور گسترده‌ای که اینها در صنایع در بخش نفت و گاز ما خواهند داشت.
In fact, given the colossal costs of the projects selected by the Iranian Oil Ministry, it would be difficult for any company to leave. Also, because long-term cooperation would make it possible for the companies to make profit within these contracts, it is unlikely for them to let go of such interesting terms and conditions.
No kind of a sanction is seen as a force majeure case so that the contractor would claim no certain rights and at least call for the termination of the deals. Given the fact that these contracts are to be interpreted based on the Islamic Republic of Iran's laws, in case sanctions are imposed on the country and foreign developers abandon the projects and refuse to develop them, the NIOC is allowed to cancel the deals in case of the smallest failure on the side of the developers in the fulfillment of their commitments. The Civil Code of Iran gives the NIOC a right to cancel any deals with foreigners who may have even spent money during the projects. In such cases, the NIOC would not be required to reimburse the developers, and their expenses will be taken by the NIOC as punishment for leaving the projects unfinished.
Exploration of oil and gas from hundreds of meters under the ground or the sea requires cutting-edge technology. The competitors' access to advanced technology keeps your productivity low and makes you lose your competitiveness in time. In all of its contracts, Tehran has made it mandatory for the foreign party to transfer its technology to the Iranian side. At times, this has not been the case, though.
این شرکت‌ها که اومدنشون سرمایه میارن
These companies bring with them capital and technologies to the country as well as management techniques that will be useful for developing the country. Proof of what I'm saying is that 17 years ago, when the first phase of South Pars gas field was about to be developed, at the time, domestic developers were not as adept as they are now. Seabed pipes were constructed by Ahvaz Pipe Construction Company. The platforms were constructed at Bushehr and Khorramshahr yards. Refineries were constructed with the cooperation of Iranian companies, with major shares in the further phases of the project. At the time, foreign companies engaged in projects only under buyback deals.
Now, with a few more changes to the contracts, they will soon serve as the basis for a variety of foreign contracts to be inked with other sites. Furthermore, Iran is no more in need of sticking to Western companies. Nowadays, East Asian companies both possess the capital and the know-how that Iranians can tap into if they're required to do so. So if things go smoothly and nothing goes wrong, we'll be able to witness competition over Iranian oil and gas. Make sure to stay in touch with your program, Iran Today. These are the ways you can contact us and let us have your comments. Just tell us what topics you want to know about Iran, and we'll cover them for you. Goodbye, and God bless.